A good day to die. I've heard a couple of people talk of being supernaturally transported through a vision to Calvary, where they witnessed that fateful day in history, the day we people put our Savior on the cross. When I consider how emotional I get just reading about it, I can't imagine being a witness. I like to think I wouldn't side with the crowd, that I would never be one to say, "Crucify him." But in reality, I'm pretty certain I was represented in that angry crowd of murderers. As much as I want to say that I would stand for justice, alone if necessary, I have come to realize I am no different from those who have gone before me. When we see the portrayal of the three crosses that stood on the hill that day, the one in the middle, where Jesus hung, is always shown as larger. Perhaps that has something to do with the fact that Jesus carried the punishment for so many people. He carried all of our sins, past, present, and future, on his shoulders. If I had been there, I think I would want to be on one of the crosses beside Jesus. Not the arrogant one who said, "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." Luke 23:39. I would hope to be the other man, the one who spoke up and rebuked the first, saying, "Have you no fear of God? You're getting the same punishment as he is. Ours is only fair. We're getting what we deserve for what we did. But this man did nothing wrong." Then he said, "Yeshua, remember me when you come as king." Yeshua said to him, "Yes, I promise that you will be with me today in Gan Eden, the Garden of Eden." Luke 23:40-43. I believe for that man, it was a very good day to die. Can you imagine the peace and comfort of hearing Jesus tell you that before the day is over, you will be beside him in paradise? It was not the best day for the arrogant man, but for those who recognize their own sinful ways and show true sorrow for them to our Savior Jesus, the promise is also good for the day you are called home. It will be a very good day to die, because Jesus will be waiting for you. But today is a very good day to live, because the Savior we put to death lives to rescue us. That's the only thing that can change this dreadful day into Good Friday. May the events in history flood your heart with love for Yeshua.